Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. And if we can help you, give us a call right now. Tom is ready to take your call, and we will help you to put the garden to bed, prepare for the holidays. And if you have questions about plants that you have purchased as gifts, or maybe you're looking for some ideas for that special gardener, give us a call and we'll work together to help you to have a great season. Time's running short, about 3 weeks to go now, and the hustle and bustle is on like crazy. So, what we need to do is to tell you about some additional plants, maybe something that I want you to avoid. The one plant that will not do well in your home, and if it survives the winter and you plant it in your yard, will not survive, are some of the unusual looking junipers that are found in the box stores and in the supermarkets. The only dwarf evergreen that will survive the winter in the northern part of the U.S. is the dwarf Alberta spruce. And a lot of you have them around your home. You've planted them in cemeteries, in containers. But anything else that looks different, that looks unique, is a plant that has brought in from the West Coast. It's a plant that you can enjoy during the holidays, but for the most part is not going to be winter hardy where you live. So try and avoid that. Now for flowering plants, those of you that live from Cape Cod south, along the coast of New England, even in southern Maine, New Hampshire, along Connecticut into New York, New Jersey, heaths and heathers are winter hardy with a good thick layer of mulch over them from Christmas time until February. And these are usually spreading type varieties found at nurseries, not in the box stores, not in the supermarket, but at nurseries. And these are winter hardy. Now, if you see a heath or a heather and it's growing columnar in shape, like a little miniature Christmas tree, this again is a variety that's called a florist heath or heather, and makes a great gift. I mean, bring them in the house, put them on your dining room table, your kitchen table. They'll have white, pink, or red blossoms. They grow in the shape of an arborvitae, and they'll bloom for a long time. But when you plant it outside in the spring, when the weather gets nice, it will not survive the following winter. Okay? So if it looks too good to be true, there's a very, very good chance. So when you're selecting plants, that you want to replant in your yard in the following spring, go to a nursery, ask questions. Now, even holly, you can buy American holly, you can buy blue holly, you can buy a variegated green and white leaf English holly. And traditionally, these are all plants that are winter hardy where you would be living. Now, if you buy them, bring them in the house, and most of them will be labeled male or female. And with holly, you need one of each. You can have one male, you can have three females, but they have to be the same type. They have to be either American, English, or blue. So make sure they're labeled to the variety and the sex of the plant. Now, keep them in the house in a brightly lit window. No hot direct sun on it, because you don't want it to go dormant. The plant is dormant right now. It was kept outside, it got cold, and just like any other plant, has gone dormant. So if you put it in a south-facing window, and it gets sun all day, it's going to start to grow. If that happens, move it to a north window, someplace where it's going to stay cooler. And if it's in a 4-inch plastic or clay pot, bump it up to a 6-inch plastic or clay pot to give it some room to develop a bigger root system. Feed it on a monthly basis. Again, keep it cool, lots of light. And then in late March, early April, depending on the weather. Last spring, it was beautiful in March. It was beautiful in April. And we could get started early. This winter, who knows? The Farmer's Almanac is calling for colder than normal. They're calling for a lot of snow. We haven't seen a heck of it yet, but it's there. It's coming. And then you plant it. You add compost. You add animal manure. You plant your holly. If it's the blue holly, it will tolerate a lot of sun, and it will take some exposure. The American needs to be somewhat sheltered, and the common English holly needs to be sheltered a little bit more. The difference between the American and the English is the American holly is a wild growing plant. And I grew up on the south shore of Boston in a town called Scituate. And from Cape Cod to Boston, the wild American holly grew in the woods and is very, very hardy. The variegated is going to need more protection. The English holly is a hybrid and normally is grown on the West Coast, shipped to the East Coast, and does better south of Boston. So Cape Cod, Rhode Island, Connecticut, coastal New Hampshire, but sheltered and away from salt spray, they'll do good. If you bring it inland, the English holly, where it gets colder, and especially if you're near a lake and you're getting the wind off the lake, then you could have some serious dieback during the winter. So stick with either the blue holly or the American. Now, the blue holly is hardier. And what they did is they crossed English and the American and developed a whole new holly plant. And that will survive in central Maine, central New Hampshire, Vermont, Weston, Massachusetts, where the weather gets down to 20 to 30 below zero. So if you live in, like, Amherst, Mass., in Palmer, in Ludlow, in that Weston belt, then the blue holly is the one that you want. Now, you can buy some nice big holly that are container grown, put them on the entrance of your front door, back door in a nice container, and then after the holiday, move them to a sheltered area out of the wind and out of the direct sun. And that's the key for the first year. If they're in a pot or a whiskey barrel, make sure that there is drainage in that container. So if it's in a whiskey barrel and you're putting it up against the fence of the house to shelter it, put some bricks under the container. That way, if we get a lot of rain, the holes in the bottom of your container will allow the excess moisture to drain through, and you won't have a block of ice that the plant is sitting in. And any evergreen needs that.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give Tom a call, we'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you to solve some of your problems at this time of the year. We've been talking about the trip that we are planning to Alaska, August 7th through the 19th, on the Royal Caribbean Radiance of the Sea. And if it's something you've been thinking about, it's an unbelievable vacation. It's a trip that we've put together to give you a sense of what that state looks like. And we have planned a 13-hour tour of the city of Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. And the Bouchard Gardens is something like you have never, ever experienced. I don't care where you have been. It started as a sand and gravel pit and created a huge hole. And when all the sand was out, the owner's wife said to the husband, "You have made a mess. And you have to repair the damage that you've done." And they brought in loam, planted trees, annuals, perennials, brought in lighting, built waterfalls that run day and night. And when you get into the gravel, sand and gravel pit, you're in another world. It's absolutely beautiful. It changes from season to season. The city of Victoria is known as the city of flowers. And the reason is, there are 3,000 6-foot diameter moss baskets hanging from light poles throughout the city. It's clean, it's safe, it's beautiful. You'll have a wonderful time. Then a 7-day cruise through the Inside Passage, visiting several cities. And if you're the type of person who gets seasick, don't worry about this, because there are outer islands the entire length of the Inside Passage, and no waves, and killer sharks and dolphin and all types of sea creatures. You'll see them. on land, the moose, the caribou. And then Denali. Oh, what a beautiful national park. Something that somebody saw the future. And you'll spend the whole day in Denali, see the mountain, see the beautiful countryside, spend the whole day there, even sleep there. And then in the morning you get on a glass-top train and spend 2 days in Fairbanks and tour that area. Again, nice gardens, beautiful towns, a climate that's similar to Boston, believe it or not. And it's just a great vacation. The glaciers, and, you know, we've all heard about global warming. Well, the glaciers in Alaska are melting. So if it's something that you want to see, the beautiful blue ice, don't wait too long, because it is melting at a very alarming rate. If you'd like to get some information, here's a number to call, 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. And they'll send you some information. Or go to my website, paulparent.com. And then you just click on Alaska. And it will tell you what you're going to be doing every day. It can send you information. But it's something that I know you will enjoy. Now, a plant that's very, very popular during the holidays is an herb called rosemary. And rosemary is a plant that can be very difficult to grow. And the only way that I have been able to keep it alive during the winter is to take a 12-inch saucer, fill it with stone, set the rosemary plant on top of the stone, fill the saucer with water to the base of the pot every single morning, and mist the foliage at the same time. If you do that, your rosemary will double in size. You can pick it for cooking, and the fragrance, rubbing those leaves first thing in the morning, is incredible. But mist.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, pains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here in New England. Blue sky. A little bit on the cool side. Hey, it's winter. It's Christmas time, so it's got to be a little bit cold. And not too much snow cover in most places. But a great day to get out, get your shopping done. The rain and the ice and the snow from yesterday has all melted, so the roads are in good shape. And we're trying to give you some ideas of things that you may want to consider for the holidays. If you have a question, 855-660-4261. You give us a call and we'll work together to help you. Now, one of the plants, and I would wait a little bit longer to purchase, is the azalea. And azaleas come in red, white, pink. You're going to get pink and white, red and white. You'll have some that grows like a bush. Some that will even be in the shape of a small tree. But these azaleas are what's called a florist azalea. and they are hardy from, oh, I would say maybe Rhode Island south. So wait a little bit longer, and when you buy them, try and buy them so that the flower buds are less than halfway open. You don't want it in full bloom, because once you put it in your house with the heat, they're going to come into bloom and it won't last as long. Now, because these are not winter hardy in most of New England, New York, Pennsylvania, and across the country, what you need to do is keep them in a cool place. Good light, morning sun, late in the day sun, but no direct sun, like a south-facing window. And keep them out of a room that has a wood stove, a fireplace. Again, keep them cool. Now, when they finish blooming, and the azaleas, if you can pick them nice and tight, should bloom a month or more in your home, kept cool. Feel the soil. If it's moist, leave it alone. If it's starting to dry out, give it a good drink. Use a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or blooming and rooting fertilizer. And when all the blossoms come off, knock it out of the pot that it's in, repot it in the new container, a couple of inches larger, and then move that plant into a brightly lit, cool room and leave it there for the winter. In May, when things warm up, put it on your deck, on your porch, on your patio. And if you have a few branches that tend to get a little longer than the rest of the others, just kind of snip them back a little bit to keep the plant more compact and full. And you grow it on your deck for the entire winter and in the fall. And then in October, bring it in the house, put it in a room that's going to be cool and north facing. Good light, but no direct hot sun on the plant, because you're taking it from the cold, you're bringing it in your home, and if you can keep it cool, you will delay the blooming for Christmas or later. If you bring it in, put it in a south facing window, and it gets hot, the buds are going to begin to swell, and then by Thanksgiving, Christmas, it'll be in full bloom. So I would prefer you have color after the holidays. That way you can enjoy your poinsettia, your Christmas cactus, and then you'll have your azaleas to bloom. But again, they're not winter hardy, so they have to spend the winter inside. So you can either put them into a cool room, or if you have a garage, and it doesn't have to be heated, put it in the garage, and if there's a window, near the window in your garage, keep it moist, and then after the holidays, bring it in, and it will bloom for you. This is also the best time when you go to your local nursery and garden center to purchase paper whites and the yellow paper whites. And the reason I want you to buy them now is you need to buy them and you need to put them someplace cold for the winter. Your vegetable crisper is the best place. If you just keep them out and the bulb gets warm, it won't kill the bud, the bulb itself, but what will happen is the buds of the flowers will dry out during January and February. So keep them cool. Now take 3 or 4 bulbs, put them in a shallow container fill the container with marble chip, gravel from your driveway that you have washed, hold them intact and stable in your container, and then fill the container with water. Keep it wet. They'll start to grow. Keep them cool, not in a south-facing window. Otherwise, the paper whites are going to get to be 18 inches tall, and with the heat, they'll flop over. And it's a nice fragrance, but you don't need everything to fall over, and it just doesn't look as good. So keep it cool, bright light. You may want to wrap a little piece of green string around the foliage to hold them intact. And the other thing you have to remember, paper whites are a bulb that has been forced to come into bloom ahead of schedule. And that was done in Holland. So once they finish blooming, pull them out, toss them in your compost pile, because they will not rebloom in your garden the following year. Wash your stone, wash your container, use a little bit of bleach to get any possibility of a fungus in it. Take some more bulbs out of the vegetable crisper and repeat the process. And if you buy enough, you can have color all winter long. Now, another bulb that I love, it makes a great gift. Your garden centers will sell a pre-treated hyacinth. It's not the hyacinth that you plant in the garden. It's a hyacinth that has been pre-treated, like the paper white. And what they did is they harvested the bulb, put it in a refrigerator, kept it in there for, I think, a 10 or a 12-week period to fool the bulb into thinking that it was experiencing winter. You buy them, in the vegetable crisper they go. Now, your garden center will sell a hyacinth glass, and it looks like those glasses that has sand in it that you flip that will tell time. So you put your hyacinth bulb in the top. It has a pinched waist. Fill the bottom with water, just touching the base of the hyacinth, maybe by about a half an inch. The roots will develop, and they'll grow in the bottom of your vase. So the kids, it's a great project. They can see all the roots growing right through the glass. And there's white and green tint and blue tint and so forth. And then, out of the top of the bulb, will come the hyacinth flower. And it looks like a very tight lilac. The fragrance of the hyacinth is incredible. Your whole house will fill with that fragrance. And the process from the time of planting till the time it blooms and goes by will be about a month. So it's a nice long-term project for you and your family. And again, if you buy three or four, you can have them in bloom December, January, February, and March. Now, on a smaller size, you can also buy a crocus glass, same shape, just smaller. If you can't find it and you have a cordial glass that you would sip something like Drambuie or creme de menthe or a nice liqueur, you could put the crocus bulb on the top of your cordial glass, fill the bottom with water, and your crocuses, and you don't need any special crocus, will develop, will make beautiful flowers, and now you've got a fancy glass with a crocus bulb on the top of it, and beautiful yellow, blue, striped blossoms that will last for about a 3-week period in your home. The crocus, when it's done, will make foliage, allow it to grow, and it needs about a month to make that foliage. It can be replanted. But I'll tell you, to be practical, a crocus bulb is around 15 cents. May not be worth the money to keep it on that nice glass. Take another bulb, set it on top after you've washed it, and that crocus will bloom. Take the old crocus, put it in your compost pile. So you've got a crocus, hyacinth, paper whites, and it can all be grown in water. Great presents for family members that do not go outside during the winter. Grandfather, grandmother, and they will love it. We used to give my grandfather the crocuses, the hyacinths, the paper whites, and the amaryllis every single Christmas. And he looked forward to that more than anything else. My brothers and sisters, well, they give him aftershave, they give him chocolate. You know, how much aftershave can you use when you're 80 plus years old? Chocolate is good, but I'll tell you, the flowers, he would take pictures, he would send them to me, and he would love it. And the amaryllis, wow! Now, when you buy amaryllis, you have two types, one in a box and one that is a super duper bulb. And it'll tell you the difference between those two. So if you have a question, call now, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom is there for you.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR emergency water filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case. So the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And if we can help you, give us a call. Tom, who do we have up next this morning?
Next up, we've got Gloria from Maine with a question about rosemary.
Hey, Gloria, good morning. How can we help you with your rosemary this morning?
Well, you just did. That was one of the first things you talked about. Somebody gave me a Christmas tree-shaped rosemary.
Yes.
And I thought I had watered it enough, and I cut it back so it would keep its shape. And this morning I got up, and oh, my God, it was brown. And your advice about putting it, I've never been able to keep it very long.
Yeah, potted rosemaries have been very, very difficult, and the whole thing is humidity.
Yeah.
So, is it totally brown at this point, or is it
just
on the inside?
Just on the where I'd cut it, actually, where I cut it back.
Okay. Then what I want you to do is to shake the plant to try and remove any of the brown foliage.
Should I cut it back, or should I just shake it?
Just shake it.
Okay.
And then anything that's dead. Now, what I want you to do, take your fingernail, scratch through the bark. And if underneath the bark it's green, then new foliage will develop in the weeks to come. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that will help it is, see, that plant was grown outside. It's gone into dormancy. You brought it in. And the plant doesn't know if it should be dormant or is it springtime.
Right.
Okay, so because it's in your home, the temperatures are warmer, some of those buds will break open. It will make new growth that will replace the brown that's on that plant right now.
Okay.
And as the buds begin to open, use a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting.
Uh-huh.
Keep it well misted. Lots of sun, and if you can put it in the south-facing window, it will do best.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is, don't let the plant root system get wet. You want to give it a good drink, but give it drainage. And one of the worst things that we have during the holidays is you buy a plant and they put it in a plastic saw, in a plastic wrap or in tin foil. And if you water and it's in that plastic sleeve and there's too much water, it's sitting in a puddle. And that will force all the air out of the root ball and rot the roots. So take your plant out of the wrapping, put it in the sink, give it a good drink, allow it to drain, and then put it back in your decorative sleeve or in your tin foil. Lots of sun, start feeding it, and the plant will recover.
Well,
so again,
you had said something about putting it on stone.
Yes.
I like that idea. I've never done that before.
Yeah, for rosemary and gardenias, they love humidity. And our homes during the winter are dry.
Yeah.
Because the heat's running all the time, sun's coming in through the glass, and the windows are closed, so the house gets dry. And I know some mornings we all wake up, our nose is all dried out. So if you can add moisture by misting the plant, moisture by filling that saucer with water and having it slowly evaporate, and that will help your plant tremendously.
Yeah.
So
well,
try that.
I will. What about lemon verbena?
Lemon verbena, the same thing. All of your herbs, basil, oregano, parsley, thyme, any of the herbs that you bring inside the house for the winter, if you can put them on a saucer of stone, keep the stone tray filled with water, let it evaporate, mist the plants on a daily basis, water, fertilize every couple of weeks, and you will see that those herbs will stay productive all winter long.
Well, great. Well, I had brought some basil from the grocery store, and I can never get it to...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.